Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim Wildman with David Tagliano, Wesley Wildman, and Chris Woodward. Fred Jackson and Ray Pritchard and Steve Jordahl are AWOL. So they'll
no, they're not absent without leave. They have permission. Uh-oh. You gave them permission.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they're AWOL differently then, because I'm Wildman. Put the W Wildman, whatever that means. Anyway, those guys are out for the next couple of days. Yes.
Well, us here in studio, Chris, Ed, and I are not AWOL.
No, you're not?
We're neither AWOL mentally,
right,
or physically.
You're engaged.
We're engaged. Here. All of us.
All of us.
100%. Unless I'm looking at something else.
Or texting like you're doing now?
I'm texting Brent.
Brent. Well, he's 3 feet away.
Yes, but we can't. He can't.
So you just tell him what you need to tell him. We'll wait.
Okay,
here.
I will, because it's taking too long, and Tim's not going to let me finish my text. Please put Dr. Wendler on our quote-unquote Rolodex of guests.
Yeah,
that'll teach you, won't it?
Yeah, they can't hear Brent talking.
Yeah.
But Dr. Walter Wendler was with us last hour, president of West Texas A&M University in Canyon, Texas.
And, because it would be nice to have
him
we
on
have
from
questions
time to time.
About education.
Yes.
To have him on the program.
We got to get to the news quickly.
Yeah. You're going to make me ruin the flow.
Now,
that's right. Great. Ruin it, Chris. What's the next story?
Now to the news.
And now for doom and gloom.
Yeah, no. Save your doom and gloom for a minute. Tell us what about Friday on this show?
Okay, yes, I made the announcement last segment, but some people may be tuning in. Friday, that's 2 days from now, we would normally have Trivia Friday, but it is Good Friday. It is a holy day on the Christian calendar, and for years we have not felt, obviously, for obvious reasons, comfortable yucking it up on Good Friday. So instead of Trivia Friday this coming Friday, 2 days from now, we will have an hour-long special to start off the program with Bert Harper and Alex McFarland exploring the Word. And then for that last segment from 11:05 to 11:30, Dr. Ray Pritchard. So there will be preaching and teaching and the Word of God during that hour and a half that we would normally have Trivia Friday.
Yeah. Are we going to have any, like, Gregorian chants?
If you want Brent to find some, he could. If you want some Gregorian chants, we can do that.
Do you know what they are?
I do.
What are they?
Gregorian chants were...
monks, right?
Well, if you're going to ask me, what...
I'm sorry. you got a point there. I was trying to answer my question before giving you a chance to... Go ahead.
Yes, Gregorian monks were and probably still are, a type of monk. Tim, there are many types of monks,
among us.
And order. It's an order, I think. That's what I was trying to get. Gregorian chants are music without instruments. And there you go. Eastern Orthodox churches.
That's a Gregorian chant, for those who don't know. I got my phone up to the
Eastern
microphone.
Orthodox churches have that.
I was wondering, I was like, well. Brent, that you are quick.
You know, no, that's a Gregorian chant from monks.
It doesn't have to be monks. I think, like, Orthodox priests will do that kind of music.
You know, when I was 27, I got a job leading one of these choirs.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
And okay. I couldn't get them to sound right.
Right.
You know,
sure that's true.
Up to my standards. Oh. And I had to leave that monastery behind. But this is what I wanted them to sound like.
Yes.
Right here.
But we all want you to sound like Tim.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. This is I'm making fun. This is a serious.
It is beautiful.
It is beautiful. I like it in small doses.
Right. Same here.
Yeah, but they're worshiping.
Yes.
So I don't mean to make light of that aspect of it. It's just that a lot of this that what you're hearing now is a Gregorian.
I think so. I think that's it's a style of
music
from the Middle Ages. I think is when Gregorian chants
begin. Well, does it even have any instruments?
I don't think so. I think it's all what you call a cappella.
Well, they have a lot of time to practice. Am I right?
Well, again, that style of music in Eastern Orthodox churches, I know that the priest actually has to sing part of the service.
You get a priest that can't sing?
They have to do it anyway.
Yeah. Well, and then the parishioners, what, they just got to fake it? Good job, Father. Then they drive home and go, man, that was awful. We have got to get a different priest.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that Eastern Orthodox parishioners and congregants
take what they get.
Are just the same as Protestants who have their preachers for
that's
lunch on the way home.
Something else.
Yes.
Yeah, but well, I don't think they have much of a choice in the matter. They get it's not a pope. What is it in the
Orthodox churches have patriarchs.
Patriarchs.
And they have one patriarch, but he's not like the pope. The Eastern Orthodox churches, my mom was Greek Orthodox.
Is it Greek part of it? Because I'm Greek, familiar with Russian, Greek Orthodox.
Russian Orthodox. There are other Orthodox branches, but they look, their belief is co-equals. So you'll have bishops and I think they have maybe one patriarch. We do have Orthodox listeners.
Yes,
we're probably pulling their hair out because I'm not accurately
You're getting
reflecting.
Close.
But they don't believe in having one single person making decisions like Roman Catholics do with the Pope. Okay. So.
All right, you're listening to Today's Issues. That's the name of the show on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim with Ed, Wesley, and Chris. Chris, go ahead.
Yes, the president of Mexico has informed 60 Minutes that unless the U.S. replies to requests from Latin America for aid, the tide of migrants into the U.S. will continue. In other words, you, U.S. taxpayers, need to do things for us. Otherwise, these people are going to continue to come into your country. Examples given by the president of Mexico, he says demands for the U.S. to spend $20 billion a year to Latin American countries. He wants the U.S. to lift sanctions on Venezuela, end the Cuban embargo, and legalize millions of Mexicans that are living in the United States. As part of its coverage over these comments, Fox put together a video featuring some of the president of Mexico talking to 60 Minutes. Mm-hmm. And the audio here is going to be that exchange followed by a man on the street segment that Fox went and did with various people and what they thought about this issue. Clip 9.
If they don't do the things that you said need to be done, then what?
But the flow of migrants will continue.
I don't think we should pay.
They should start working together, solve the problem, and just help each other out, right?
We can do it ourselves, too.
I don't think we should.
I don't think we should pay their demands because it's not our... It's our issue they're coming over, but it's their issue for letting them come over.
We should be working together. They should want to help us, help them.
I don't think they should help at all.
I think whatever we need to do to stop it, I mean, whether we got to pay or we... You know, complete the wall. I mean, because it's dangerous. It's, you know, we're about saving people's lives.
We are submitting to them now.
I think it'd be kind of giving in and just trying to figure something
out.
That's enough.
We're talking about reaction to the comments from the president of Mexico, being questioned about the massive millions of people coming to the U.S. illegally, and he doesn't seem to give a rip. From what I can tell right there, and why should he? It doesn't really affect him or his country. But he's giving out conditions, mm-hmm. sounds like to me, and whereas Mexico might be willing to help if America did A, B, C, and D, right?
Right.
Here's what I would Ed, I would ask you, why aren't these millions of people that are now coming from around the world into Mexico and then up across our southern border? And literally, it is millions, folks, since Biden took over. Millions. I don't know how many million. illegally, coming here illegally. But why aren't they stopping in Mexico? Mexico seems like a nice place to live. Why aren't they stopping there?
Everybody speaks the language.
Well, this is my guess. And by the way, I saw an article yesterday that said that Florida, under Governor DeSantis, has put up a dashboard showing how much hospitals. Did you guys see this? Show how much hospitals are spending and not getting reimbursed for treating illegal immigrants in Florida, and it's almost $500 million, I think, maybe a little bit over. Here's the reason for that. Mexico's got its own problems. It could be a very nice country if they could get rid of the drug cartels, but I think they are dug in like ticks, and it would take a tremendous effort to rid the country of the drug cartels. But I think most people in our hemisphere and around the world think America is the landing spot. If you want to get to a place where you will do better than where you are living now, look, was it New York City? Mm-hmm. Is now giving paid debit cards, right, to those who are there illegally. I mean, if you can do that, if you can wind up in hotels in New York City after they kick the vets out, homeless vets, why stop in Mexico where you're probably not going to find a job and maybe told to go back where you belong? So my personal opinion is, at this point, I would pay Mexico. I think it would be a good investment on our part. Pay Mexico to close their border. Pay Mexico to help us get people who are here illegally back to where they originated. We shut down the border so we know who's coming across. And then if we want to increase the number of legal immigrants, we can do that.
But you know what? Yes. Well, I asked the question partly though, and the answer to it. Why aren't these people stopping in Mexico? Why do they keep coming to the U.S., especially from Central America and other places around the world? It's because America is still considered the land of opportunity. And also, you can make money in the U.S. that you can't make in Mexico for various and sundry reasons. And then the liberal incentivization of coming for people to come here because we'll give them handouts,
right,
like free medical care, because we're humane. And we don't want to see people suffer, even if they're not here legally. But somebody has to pay for that. Somebody has to pay for that. And the American taxpayer, citizen, seems to be getting fed up with seeing this day after day after day, month after month after month. And the Democrats, we're going to have to wait and see whether they have to pay a price at the polls. If the Democrats don't pay a price at the polls in November, I'm not talking about necessarily the presidency, even though that's the top one to look at. Down ballot, I'm talking about in the Senate, in the House, in governorships. Are the people who are pro-law and order and pro-border control going to win? Or are the people who say let the world come in and let's feed them all, give them all free health care, are they going to win? One or the other is going to win. And the Democrats, by and large, they side with let the world in. And don't stop anybody, because if you do, you're a racist and you're a bigot. That's the Democrat philosophy, and we need to give them all free health care. I mean, that's handouts. That's how these people think. Like in New York, they're still coming.
Right.
They're coming into New York, and New York, Mayor New York's going, wait, how do we stop this? I tell you what, let's do. Let's give them free stuff. That might stop it. What do you think, guys? Raise your hand if you're with me on this.
Shut down gymnasiums at schools in order to make room for illegal.
Somebody
immigrants.
Said liberalism is a mental disorder, and you mm-hmm. can see that. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
So, in 2024, we're at an all time high of double standards for the liberals. Okay, and one of those double standards is the fact that they want to. If you look back in the last 4 or 5, maybe let's go 10 years. We want to get away with police. We want to, because the police are bad.
Defund the police.
Defund the police. We want to make people believe that all white people is white privilege.
Right.
We want
white people are devils.
White people are devils. We want to call all Christians homophobic and haters.
Right.
We've got all these things down the list. We need. We don't care about people because we don't do socialized medicine. The list goes on and on and on.
Right.
Yet, they invite people to come to the country. So, like, if America is so bad,
right,
in its current state, then why would you want to encourage people to come here? Because right. those things are not true.
Because
you need
police. Because they're liars.
They're liars, yeah.
Right. Because they're liars. You're right. Why do you want to invite people of color to come, if you're a leftist, to come to a place that's systemically racist?
Yep. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they're liars. Because it's not. We're not systemically racist.
Right.
And they know
America.
Or they yes. wouldn't be inviting yes, them.
Right.
Chris, we do have a story too as well that Republicans are fighting the yes. Biden administration on this app.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that to our listeners.
Yeah, this is a Daily Mail story. And by the way, do check the Today's Issues Facebook page because I shared an article about the dashboard from Florida that Ed mentioned just a few moments ago. So check out the Today's Issues Facebook page. This story here that relates to immigration is a Daily Mail article, which I'll post here in a minute. Senator Mike Lee has proposed banning an app used by migrants to board U.S. flights. In case you're not aware, we've had somewhere in the neighborhood of about 33,000 migrants fly into the U.S., and they did so thanks to an app called the CBP One app, which prior to this situation was used for things like shipping and logistics, primarily by Border Patrol and ICE. But it's apparently been something that migrants have used to be able to fly into the U.S., kind of a pre-check on the airplane,
it's
if you will.
It's their ID.
Yeah. And Senator Mike Lee from Utah, a state having to deal with things like illegal immigration, says, we're not doing this anymore. And he's put forth an effort in the Senate, which, given the makeup of the Senate today, it may not go very far. But it is an idea on how this can be remedied.
Now, initials you mentioned, CBP, is run by Customs and Border Protection.
Mm-hmm.
So CBP One is this app. And what the Biden administration is doing, and over 300,000 illegal immigrants are using it,
mm-hmm.
but they're using it as identification.
Right.
So whereas the rest of us have to have all our ducks in a row
That's right.
in order to board a plane, an illegal immigrant using this app just simply shows that, and that's their driver's license, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
that we all have to show.
So much for how far we've come since 9/11 with
right.
our security
yes.
entering a plane.
Yes.
I mean, if now you can go back and use an app.
You don't have to have an ID. That is your ID.
That's your ID if you're illegal. It's insanity.
Yeah.
And it makes clear, I don't think the Biden administration is insane. What they're doing is insane. But they are very deliberate about what they're trying to accomplish in this country by allowing this flood, this surge, as candidate Biden put it,
mm-hmm.
into our country of illegal immigrants.
I think it would be a good idea for politicians on the right that are having to deal with these kinds of things to have good answers and to be able to communicate those answers effectively. But also, we as believers, you need to be prepared for people to throw your values back at you and go, well, I thought God is love and you're pro-life. Why aren't you in favor of these kinds of things? We need to have a good, effective answer and be ready for those moments.
I got to tell you, I think if Biden wins in November, I think he'll do away with any kind of border control.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because
There
would be no political price to pay for just saying, hey, it's wide open now.
Especially since
I'm just going to tell you what we all know. What did you say?
Yeah, and I was going to say, too, that just add to the plane. He'll have planes specifically for this type of
And the reason the Democrats want to do this.
For many reasons, but what you're about to say is probably the primary.
Yeah, the reason the Democrats want to do this, that is, let people come here unabated, is not necessarily their good-hearted humanitarianism, okay? We Americans are very generous. We let millions of people in here legally.
Every
legally.
Year.
We let people, you have to enter here, there's a legal process to come into America, and then there's a green card and other ways. But so Americans, we've been very generous and open to allow people, because we're all we go back, we all come from immigrants,
right?
So that is true. But what the ultimate objective is of people like Joe Biden and the Democrats is they want to let all these people come here unvetted around the world, and then they're going to say, oh, we need a pathway for citizenship. Oh, you mean Republicans? You don't believe in a pathway for citizenship? We're all immigrants.
Look at the children.
Look at the children. You want them to not be citizens forever, just be in the shadows?
You want to put them in cages.
But yeah, I said you hear all that. Okay, what their real objective is, the real pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, so to speak. I don't know where I got that metaphor from. Right now, sunshine outside.
Lucky Charms.
You're lucky. You may
Cinnamon
be right.
Toast Crunch, that's a legit one.
Yes. So that their pot at the end of the rainbow, right. And I'm not talking about marijuana, I'm talking about gold, okay, is that they want these people to get citizenship so that they can vote by the millions, and then they will be loyal to the Democrat Party for giving them this citizenship 90-95%.
Yeah.
Of those people, maybe 100, will vote Democrat, and that will turn America to a completely socialist state.
Right.
That's the objective of the leftists in this country.
You know how to borrow from
Steven Crowder, or tell me where I'm wrong.
Yeah. You know how you can easily prove this? Because some of the Democrats will say, well, we need immigrants because our birth rate is low. Well, they're not going to Eastern Europe and bringing poor people from Eastern Europe over here to fill in the gaps of what we need, because they don't like socialism. What they're doing is letting people from Latin America, which has a lot of socialism.
But they're fleeing the socialism, really.
Yeah, sure, but yeah. they want them coming. I think they're fleeing the life that they're living, but they are probably more likely to vote
so much socialist. Poverty, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vote for socialist policies once they get here.
Similar to people that leave California and go to Texas.
Right.
They take their votes yes. with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think another thing, though, that they're wanting to accomplish from it that's not often discussed, and I don't know in any particular order here, but it also inevitably will destroy the economy. If you have the mass...
Oh, it'll deflate the wages, especially for those on the lower end.
Yeah.
Because you have people come in here by the millions. They're going to take lower-end jobs.
Yes.
For less money than the average American living here now would. Absolutely. Yes.
And the socialized medicine and shutting down all these facilities to host illegal immigrants, I mean, it's going to hurt the economy as well.
Okay, yes. I'm going to speak broadly and generally here. We only got a minute left here. But these people who are coming here, especially the Hispanic folks, they're fleeing poverty and a bad life. I feel sorry for them. Just looking at them, I feel sorry for them. I really do. But just because you feel sorry for somebody doesn't mean you can take the world in.
Right.
You know, you can't do that. It's unmanageable.
But, not to mention the terrorism.
Yeah, that's another aspect of it. But I told somebody the other day, Alison and I, we were talking about this, and I told this to somebody else. I said, you know what? If it wasn't for 5'8" Hispanic men, this country would go down the tubes.
Yeah.
Because these Hispanic people that are here, many of them probably here illegally, but or at least on temporary work, they're doing a lot of manual labor across America that other Americans of any color won't do.
Right.
Or at least they won't do now. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll see you then.